We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting at the bottom of Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, a brand new Perek, Perek HaMakabel. Now, Perek HaMakabel discusses sharecroppers and people who lease a property. Sharecropper is called an Oris. Now, when an Oris takes a property, he takes the property from the owner, and he works the property, and he plants it, and he grows things, and then he gives a percentage as payment. A percentage of the produce goes to the owner. That's called a sharecropper. So if it's a good year, the owner will make more money. If it's a bad year, make less money. Because whatever they make up, let's say they make up 50% goes to the owner, 50% goes to the sharecropper. So then it depends how good the year is. There's another type of worker. It's called a chakirus, which is really a lease. Chakirus means that he leases the property and he pays the owner a set amount no matter what. And there's two ways to do chakirus. Either you could pay with produce or you could pay with money. Usually, when we discuss the sugya chakirus, it means he pays him produce. So he promises him, I'm going to give you 200 pounds of produce per year, no matter what. So if it's a good year, so then the chayker will come out very much ahead. He made thousands of pounds of produce, and all he's paying is 200 pounds. Mashenkin, if it's a bad year, a shvach year, we made 250 or made 150, he'll have to buy in the store and pay for it, because it's more like a lease where he pays no matter what. That's chakirus. So when it says the word hamakabel, hamakabel could be either arisus or chakirus. Sometimes not. But that's what it means in our Mishnah. Hamakabel sodom mechaveh, right? Rashi speaks out, oiba arisus lemechzo v'lesusha revia, which means the payment to the Baal HaBos will either be half or a third or a quarter. Oiba chakirus, which means mekach mekach kurim l'shana. This is how many kurim for the year. So you have a kabel sodom from your friend, and you're the worker on the property, and you're the sharecropper. So mokum shenogu liksar, if the minig hamokum is that the way they cut produce is by using a sickle, yiksar, you should do it that way. Lakar, if the way they cut produce in that place is by being oikered from the roots, they pull out the plants, the wheat, from the root, yakar, do it that way. And we'll see in the Gemara what's a mile of each one, but you could be makbid on that because that's the minig hamokum. Lachrish achrav yachrish. In some place, the minig is that after you finish harvesting the whole produce, what you do is all the tvua. So what you do is you re-dig up the entire field in order to take out all the weeds. So next year you shouldn't have weeds. Hakol k'minig amadina. Everything is like the minig amadina. K'shem shechol k'mitvua. Just like they split the tvua, kachol k'mitavin of akash. Now together with tvua, together with wheat, grows straw and bran. And all that is split. Kashem shecholkim b'yayin. When you split the wine, kacholkim b'zmayrus. You also split the branches that you take off the vines. Uvekonim. You also split the konim that hold up the vines. B'shneim I speak of as a konim. The reason why they split the konim is because they're both being maspik. They both give the konim. Now this last halacha in the Mishnah that says that they split all the things obviously is not talking about a chayker. Because a chayker is a lease. You don't split anything. I pay whatever my lease is. Rashi speaks this out. If you look at Rashi, the Shneim are speaking, look at the second half of Rashi. Rashi says, on top of the fourth line, Rashi, the safer the season lesser, el bekablonis. Dibich hakronos, lo shaycha chalukah. It's not shaykh to have chalukah, so of course, it's talking about kablonis. Zog to Gemara, Tana. Mokoyim shenogu liksar, einu reshoi lakar. In the place where they cut tvua with a sickle, you're not allowed to be oikerit from the root. Lakar, if the minig is to be oiker from the root, that's how they take out the produce, they take out the different wheat, or wheat, barley, or anything. Ain't there a shay liksar? The grains, they take out the grains, ain't there a shay liksar? They can't cut it. They have to be oiker it. Like upon them.
Mishnah is repeating itself.
Where's Mishnah repeating itself? Yeah.
As a
proof. Right. No, it means they both. Why do they split the konim? The konim are sticks that hold up the vines. Why do they split that? Why should they split that? Who brought the konim? So the Mishnah, they both brought the konim. Which the Gemara is going to say. There'll be a preview of the Gemara. They both bring the konim. Konim are not things that grow. Konim are things that hold up the vines. Zog to Gemara, Tana Makos Nogu Liksar, Eino Rishay Lakar. If the minig is to use a sickle, you can't be oiker it, you can't take out the grain from the roots. Lakar, Eino Rishay Liksar. If you take it out by the root, you can't be kaitzer it. Vishtei Ma'akv Zelzeh. And the Bryce says, they're both Ma'akv Zelzeh. And the Gemara explains, Liksar, Eino Rishay Lakar. If the minig is to be kaitzer with a sickle, you're not allowed to be oiker. Why? Why should each guy not want this? So the owner, Hai Ba'amah Be'ina Titvan Li Aroi. This guy If the worker, the sharecropper, says, I wanna be ikerit. So the owner says, no, I want my ground to have that stuff in the ground because it's fertilizer. I want to keep it there. Don't take it out. And now, let's say the owner said, I want you to be ikerit. Why wouldn't the sharecropper want to do it? It's too hard. It's much harder work to take out the root. The other way also, in a rishay liktsar, that if the minig is lakar, you can't cut it. Hi, bamar, bina mitanaka, all right. Why would the owner not let kaitzer? Because he says, I want my land to be cleaned out from all the roots. Vahai amar, and why wouldn't, if the owner tells the sharecropper to be kaitzer, why would we want to be kaitzer? Kaitzer is easier. Vahai amar, bina tivna, I want the teven for myself to give my behemoth. So I want to be oiker. I want to take out that stuff that's in the ground, those roots. I want to serve it to my animal, the straw, all those things in the ground. I want to serve it. Then the price says, v'shneim akmazelza, freight to bar lomali. Like, what do you mean? Obviously, we just got that. We just said, makom shel elixir, ein shel lakom, and explained that neither one could have the other guy do it. Each one has a mila and a chsar. So tomorrow, my tam ka amar. That shnei ma'akvah is the matam. Ma'atam liksar and shalakar. Lakar and shalikar. Shnei ma'akvah is that. Because they both can be ma'akvah on each other. They both can be ma'akvah on each other. That's why, if I want to be oiker, I can't be kaitzer. If the minig is to be oiker, I can't be kaitzer. If the minig is to be kaitzer, I can't be oiker. Because they're both ma'akvah is that. That's the halacha. They both can stop each other. Each have a ma'ilah. And therefore, they both can stop each other and say, we have to do like the minig. It says, Vait in the Mishnah, that if the minig is that after the harvesting season, the chayrish, they dig up the ground, take out everything, all the weeds from the ground, you have to do that. Lachrash, achav, yachrash. More of pshita. If that's the minig, of course you have to do that. That's part of your job. You're a sharecropper, you take care of the field. Lo'tzricha ba'asu lo'y menachshi. It was a place where they didn't prune. Pruning means they take out the weeds the whole season. Va'ozo iyo, this sharecropper went menachish. He took out all the weeds. So really, he did what the chayrisha does. He did it all year round. The reason why I did that, I worked so hard, take out the weeds. I didn't want to do the plowing afterwards. No, you have to speak that out. Just because you did that, it doesn't pat you. And here, if you speak it out, it would work. If you spoke it out and the Baal Bais is quiet, you say like this: I'm going to do the pruning. I'm going to take out the weeds, but then I'm not going to do the plowing. Then it would work. But here he didn't speak it out. Therefore, even though he did that in his head, that's not enough.
Why do you think it would work in his head?
Because Maisa, he's doing a Maisa. You see him doing a Maisa, he's doing all the pruning. So it looks like he's trying to take care of the plowing. And what's he doing his extra stuff for? Come on, slow. That's not enough. Then the Mishnah says, a kol kamina gamadina. What are we marba with that? A kol asui mai. What is it coming to include to be marba more than we have already in the Mishnah? A kol asui mai. Lasui ha tarabon on. Mokum shenogu lahaski alonas gabi karka. Now, when you rent a karka, it's a rental, you're a sharecropper on a karka that grows grains. So that's hard work. Grains are hard work. You have to plow, you have to plant, you have to harvest. It's a very big job. Mashenkin trees are much easier to deal with. Most trees don't even have to be watered. A lot of the fruit falls off. It's very easy to have trees. Now, you rented this huge property of grains, and it has some trees in it. Are the trees yours or not? The trees may belong to the owner. Or does it need you? So what's the law? So it says in the price like this. Malkum shenogu lahaski alonis agavi karka. A place where the minig is that when you rent grain properties, the alonis come along, so maskir. So then it's like you rented it. Malkum, you rented it, you sharecropped it, so it's yours. Malkum shenogu lahaski maskirim. So Malkum shenogu lahaski maskirim, that's poshut. If that's the minig, so of course you get the trees. Lo'tzricha, the kuli am yavim tosa. The whole world gives the balabas a third. Va'ozel ihu, this sharecropper negotiated a hard deal. V'yave v'riva, he only is giving a quarter to the owner. Ma'u detema da'omalei hayde batzulach. Let the owner say, you know what? Know why I'm taking less? I died by v'yave v'yave l'onos, because I give you trees. That's why I took less. Kamash v'lon de'bayle l'frushalei. You should have spoken out. Now, similar chiddush will be the next part of the brayis. So the brayis says, "Makom shenogush loy lahaskir," in a place where the minig is not to give trees, a maskirim. So then, trees are not rented to you. So tomorrow, pshita, it's also partial. Let's read that the kuli al makaber river. Everyone else gives in that place gives the owner of the property a quarter. V'alzei iyo v'kabel v'tilsa. He went to give more. Give a third. Ma'otei ma'omalei hayde tavoy loch. I died there. Even though the minig is not to give alonos, but I'm giving you more. I'm giving you a third because I want the trees. Should have spoken out. Now, what you see from this Gemara is, and I spoke about it in the Mishnah also, is that who gets more, the shearcrop or the owner? Clearly, in this Gemara, you see that the shearcrop gets more. When it says the shlish, the revia, the mechza, it means how much I'm giving the Baal HaBas. Now, if you learn all the Masechtas, I'm sure I don't need the Bakav Shas, the Rep Tafyami Bab Mitzia. So we had another Masechtas in Mavuyer that the shearcropper's owner takes the less, takes the third or the half. Not that he gives that much. That's what you remember. So this Gemara sounds like the opposite. So Tosfos has his kasha. Tosfos has to make a tame out of it. Top Tosfos is tame. The Ocha Masha, the Baal HaBayis, Shokel Pachas Menoris. The Baal HaBayis, that's the Oris. If a Chol Dukh Masha, the Oris, they're the Pachas and Pachas. So Tosfos' answer is that it depends if the Oris is giving the Zera. Al Gemara was talking about that the Oris takes a barren, fallow field and he goes and plants, he buys the Zera, he plants it, everything. So then he gets more. Mashiach in other places is where the Baal HaBayis gives the Zera. And only the guy is a worker, just planting it there, the Baal HaBayis will get more. But Al Gemara was talking about a case where he gives the Zera, that's why he always says this amount. Zok the Gemara Vayit, it says in the Mishnah, Kshem Shechalkim Betuah, Kach Halkim Betavim Mekash. Just like Yecholik Betuah, the same thing is, Yecholik Betavim and the Kash. You get this talking about not a chakiris, not talking about a leaser, a guy who leases. Talking about here, a guy who's a sharecropper. So what's the halacha? The split goes in everything, not just in the grains, the tev and the cash as well. The minig was in Bavel, they didn't give the tev to the aris. The straw did not go to the aris. The minaf kimin, what's the difference? The ikah in is yav and yafahu. If you find someone in Bavel who's giving teven, giving straw to the Aris, don't learn from there. It's not the minik. I'm telling you, the minik above is not like that. And that guy is being an Ayin Yafa, so one guy or two people is not enough to shtel a veka minik. Bom Rav Yosef, Bukhra, V'tafsa, V'arkvasa. So the way they used to protect their fields from animals and from intruders, they used to make this pile of earth all around the whole property, a little mound of earth. And the first application was called the Bukhra, which is like a Lashon Bukhara, the first one. Now after that settled in and it got low, they add another one called Vatafsa, which means to add on. And after that settled in, they add another mound of earth, another earth, another layer of earth. And it's called Vaarkavasa, Lashon of Rechiva. It's Reichiv on top of it. So that job of adding that earth, Vikani de Chazira, and supplying sticks that will hold up a fence, that all is the job of the Baal HaBayis. But the chizra gufa, which means the thorns and the barbed wire that they attach to the sticks, gufa darisa. The chizra gufa darisa, that darisa has to supply. What's the klal? What's the rule? Klal de milsa called ikar boma, all the ikar shmira, which means like this mound of earth, the sticks, that all is the job of the Baal HaBayis. Nitirusa yaserta, the extra nitirusa, which means the actual thorns that you're adding on that no one should get in, no way, no one should get in, that's the job of arisa. Bom Rav Yosef, Mara, Vizavila, those are different types of shovels and different type of pitchforks, Vidavla and a pail, Vizarnuka is a big sack that used to fill up water with that. The Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis supply that. Because you're taking care of his property, you're a sharecropper, he gives you the basics. Arisa of a Beyuri. But the Arisa has to dig the ditches in order to bring the water. It's part of your job of planting the field. You have to dig the ditches from the water source to the water. Or you can take it, do it by hand, whatever you want. You can do it any way you want, but that's the job of bringing the water here is the job of the Arisa. Kishem Shecholkin Beyayin. Kachokim was very Sekonim. So that's why Konim I have to tell you. Like what are kanim? What are kanim again? Where did kanim come in? How did kanim grow on this property? We're talking about a grapevines. Amar Rebbeinai kanim amechalakim. We're talking about smooth kanim. Shebehem abidim esekvanim. With that, you hold up the vines. If you ever saw vines growing, you see they're held up by these poles. And if not, it'll be on the ground and it won't be able to grow well. So those things. Are they split them more so? Now, why do they split them more so in a second? Mishnah is speaking of Mishakonim Lomeli. Matam Kamar. The Mishnah is saying the reason. Matam Shneim Cholkim Bekonim. Why do they both split the Konim? Mishnah Shneim is speaking of Mishakonim. They're both supplying the Konim. Therefore, obviously, naturally, they split because they are both supplying the Konim. Talk to Mishnah Vaita. New Mishnah. Hamakabel Sodom Mechaver. Someone's Makabel, a field from his friend. And again, like we spoke out, the first two Mishnayis are talking about both Kablonis and Chakronis, which means both Arisus and a Chakirus. Both of them, the halacha is that if the thing that you signed the contract for, he based hashlochem, it's a beit hashlochem. Beit hashlochem is a field that there's not enough rainwater in order to water this field, and it has a mayan, it has a spring, it has a water source that you use in order to water this property. So if you rent this beis hashlochem, or beis ha'ilon, or a property that has a tree in it, and because of that, the aris likes it because it has a tree, and the tree makes things easier because that's at least some kind of vadai income. The halacha is if yavish ma'ayim niksa ilon, if the ma'ayim dried up or the ilon got cut down, ainim anakala mechakuroi. You don't take off the chakura. The Mishnah is saying in the case in the chakura, but we'll see in a second, it's going like a kapana as well. So, but a kapana, we'll see in the Gemara. But a kapana, what it means like this, that let's say you made up 200 pounds of produce a year, and you made up a base of shlochim or a base of ilon. And then it comes time to start the year, you see there's no ilon, there's no mayan. I say, you know what, 200 is off. That deal is off. I'll give you 190 now, 180. But the whole deal was based on the facts on the ground, and that's missing, and therefore, manakaloi mechakuro, you take off from the chakuro, you can take off whatever you think the value of that mayan or the base ilon was. Im amaloi chakarli saw the base shlochim zu. Oh no, as I said, that's wrong. Ain't a manakal chakura. If you didn't speak Avei Shlochem, it's punk the Beis HaShlochem, then ain't a manakal chakura. If you didn't speak out what it is, you just grad there was a Beis HaShlochem, or grad there had a tree, then ain't a manakal chakura. You can't deduct from the chakura. Why? Because in this case, you didn't speak out anything. A punk was a good field. But im amalei chakali saw the Beis HaShlochem. Zu. Oy saw the Beis HaShlochem zeh. If you said, if he said this base hashlochem or this base ha'ilon, then, and we'll see the Gemara because he spoke out the word base hashlochem. He said base hashlochem zu. If he says zu, I know what it is. Why is it base hashlochem? Because I mean, and it's a base hashlochem. I'm speaking out. Or I say so the base ha'ilon zeh. I said zeh and I said base ha'ilon. So I added on words. The loch is yavash ma'ayim next ha'ilon menakel emechakura. So the ratio of the Mishnah, I didn't speak out anything. I just got a good field. Then ain't a menakel. You don't deduct. But if he spoke it out, then you deduct. You menakel emechakura. Zok to Gemara, hey chidani. Again, so far the Mishnah is only talking about a lease where I'm paying a set amount. I deduct from that if I speak Reish Lachem, but I don't. We'll see if it's a gay kabbalas in a second. So first Gemara says like this: hey chidani, what's the case? We had a water source here. What happened to the water source? Ilem ad yavish nara rabba. If the main river dried up, so the loch is in the Reisha, ene menaka. So the question is, am I imenakulay mechakuroi? Name la makasudini. There's a mission later on, and I've kopeh my base that says like this. Let's say you rent a property for a certain amount of produce a year, a chiker. And what happens is, there's a major drought that year. There's no rain in the whole region. The law is you don't have to pay it. Why not? Because it's a makasudina. It's not your fault, it's a makasudina. But if everyone else gets rain and your field doesn't get rain, then the law is that's your fault, your mazel. So you always have to have makasudina. So back over here, this has nothing to do with saying Beis Shlochem or not. If there's something that happened, a natural disaster happens, for example, just to bring it in into Lemaisa, in, let's say someone had a property in the north right now in Eretz Yisrael, and he's paying lease per year, per month, he's paying $1,000 a month lease, and now he had to leave the place because Hezbollah is throwing rockets. That's a Makas Medina. He doesn't have to pay the rent. Because Lamaisa is a Makas Medina. It's not my fault. It's Lamaisa, Makas Medina. So therefore, I can't use it. I can't pay $1,000. What should I do? So if it's a Makas Medina, then you're potter. If it's something to do with me, or it's something you can blame on my mazel, then it's not good. So here, you rented a property and you had a water source. Now, the water source dried up. So it depends. If the main water source of the whole city, means the whole the river dried up, there's a Makas Medina. I could deduct that. See, so hechel really the avishnar rabba mayim nakula mechakira namely nakasdini or a papa the avishnar zuta. It was my little stream over here next to my field that dried up. The amalei iboyle lasu bedavla. You should have watered it with a pail. You should have watered with a pail. So that's what the tain is. That's what Gemara says. Frank Taisus of Bambakasha. It's mashma. If I couldn't tell him to water with a pail, so then Taka would have an excuse. He would Taka be able to manaka. L'char, it's still his own rule. Mazel Gairim. We just said, if it's Mazel Gairim, it's Brahm. It's Taisa Kasha. Look at Taisa, top Taisa. It's Kuvdal Manal. I'm talking about Philo, Efshanami, and my manakin law, the Kim Luyavish Nahar Rabba, since it wasn't the big river, Sula Makasadina. So, Enfit Taisa, that the case is that even if Yavshunami Shar Yerisan Zacharis, that it was a Makas Medina, But since there is a water source nearby, it's not called at all a makkah. You could bring a pail. We're talking about taka. All the waters, all the small rivers all around were taka dried up. So it's a makkah's medina. But the type of makkah's medina is that you don't have an excuse. You still go get it with a pail. And therefore, unless you said beis hasholchim, you cannot deduct from the chakirus. Amra papa. Hani tarti masnita kamaisa. The first two mishnayis, mishkachas lo b'mechakanusa b'mechavanusa. The first two mishnayis are possible, say if you hold chakirus, say if you hold kablonis. Now, how is the second mishnah shayach b'kablonis? We understand how shayach b'kablonis is the shayach of deducting from your 200 pound a year thing. What's it again for kablonis? So Rashi explains that if I said dafka this based on shlochim, so then, even though I made up to give you a third, I can deduct some of it and say, you know what? You made it harder for me. And therefore, because I said dafka this based on shlochim, I'll deduct some of that. So the first mishnahs are say b'kablonis, say b'kablonis. Mekam ve'ilech, after this mishnah, the following mishnahs, the isa b'kablonis, less of chakronusa, the ones that say kablonis, which means arisus, it won't be negeya chakronis, or the isa b'kablonis, and those that say chakiris will not be negeya for kablonusa. You have to look at each case by itself and see if it's possible to have it by both or not, and they will see that it's only possible by one and not the other one. Just the first two mishnahs are shayach both by kablonis and both by chakiris. They're both by chakiris.